Your Favorite Combo is back for another podcast. Nothing goes better than, well, nothing goes better together than toast and jam.
Exactly. Yeah.
No disagreement there. I'm Tim Oast, or Toast. This is my partner right here, Paul McDonald, or Jam.
I've got an idea. When we talk about a certain sponsor coming up, I've got an idea, speaking of going together.
Okay. I'll wait for that.
All right. You do that.
I want to make sure we're on the right numbered program now. This is podcast number 23.
There you go. Yes.
23. Michael Jordan's number.
Michael Jordan's number.
23.
Kirk Gibson's number.
Yes. Toast and Jam brought to you by the North Dakota Army National Guard, Jimmy's Pizza, and Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent, and our thanks to our executive producer, Eric Kringley.
He's starting to feel better.
Okay, he was under. Slow but sure. He was under for a while.
Yeah. He's got to stay away from those things.
Anyway. Got to stay healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
He's still a young buck.
He's got
lots to do. Lots to do.
Yeah.
Let's get things started with last week's trivia question from Nodak Insurance. You had this nailed right away. Who was the first Minnesota Twin to win a batting title? Tony Oliva won an AL batting title in 1964, 5 years before Carew won his in 1969. Tony won Rookie of the Year award also in 1964.
Now, did you know that he defected from Cuba to the United States under his brother Pedro's visa? And so everybody thought his name was Pedro Oliva when he first came to America.
Hey, Pedro.
But it's not. It is Tony O.
Tony O. And I have a Tony O story.
Do you? Let's hear it.
All of the initials of my siblings are T-O-O.
Right.
Mine is Timothy Osborne. And then I got another brother and a sister. And I was 12 years old when my youngest sister was born. And we had a name already picked out to carry the T-O-O initials.
And?
Tony Oliva Oast.
Nice. Did they fall for that?
Well, it was a girl.
Well,
could have been.
Tony with an I.
It could have been, but no, they didn't. They didn't fall for it. You know, and I had a chance to tell Tony that story. He thought it was really funny.
Yes. I love it. That's good stuff.
But Oliva won the batting title in 1964, a year before they went to the World Series, 1965 against the Dodgers. Our trivia question, and you nailed it.
Of course. Was there any doubt that I was going to get that one wrong?
A Yankee fan nailing a Twins trivia question. Whoa, that hurts. We can't even beat him on the field, and he beats us in trivia. Our trivia question brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent. We'll have this week's trivia question coming up later in our podcast. Now, we were going to take a break. We had a guest lined up, but he couldn't make it today.
Right.
Really was pretty excited about checking in with him.
It is. Yeah, I am too. This will be kind of fun.
Homegrown Highlander and VCSU Viking, Jared Lentz. We'll get him next week, though.
We'll get him in two weeks. July, first week in July.
We'll let him get his feet wet.
Yep.
In that new job at the University of Jamestown. I wonder how orange will look on him.
I don't know. He's not going to look good in orange, but it's a great job. Good look for him. We'll talk to him about it coming up.
Let's take a break from our North Dakota Army National Guard. I'm thinking there's still a few seniors out there really don't know what they're going to do.
No. And you know, I talked to his family. This is North Dakota National Guard, but we have a young gentleman that's going to Minnesota National Guard, and he's leaving for artillery training here, if he hasn't left already. I think he left this week, Damian Modlin from Valley City. Of course, Dad Tyler's military man, veteran. And so Damian's going to be in the National Guard. He's been doing that for a couple of years. He's had his future already planned, and he's going to be set with the National Guard.
And that's the nice thing about this. You do the guard thing, and your life is set. You know, they're going to help you with a career as well.
Yeah. You know, you look at it, there is no downside. You're going to get in shape. You're going to be in peak physical shape. Mental and physical, exactly. You're going to have a career when you're done. Your school is going to get paid for.
How many times do you hear people say, boy, he sure came out different than when he went in?
when in a boy came out a man.
That's
or
right.
When in a girl came out a woman.
Yes, very true. So if you're still thinking, still wondering, you know, there's nothing wrong with putting college on hold.
No.
Because you can with the Guard.
Yeah.
And they'll pay for your college.
Yep.
Doesn't get better than that. How about that phone number again?
I almost wish I was in wasn't physically unable
mm-hmm.
to do that. I couldn't go into the Guard because of my kidney problems, so mm-hmm. I couldn't do it. That would have been a great opportunity for me. Took me 6 years to get through college.
And my dad was a Guard recruiter.
That's right.
And, of course, I was going through a different time at the, you know, in the early 70s, late 60s, early 70s. It was Vietnam.
Mm-hmm. It was a different era.
A different era.
Absolutely.
But he did get my brother. And my brother went in,
mm-hmm.
had some college paid for at that time, and was a medic, but went into the oil business. I don't know how a medic goes into the oil business. And he was going to be a teacher and coach also. That didn't
okay.
turn out either. I think the oil thing turned out better.
He slipped and fell.
Yeah, 40 years later, he gets up. Living on a golf course.
Oh,
how does
man.
That work? Hey. Hometown newspaper, of course, Valley City Times Record. For all the great stories, you got it covered. I mean,
we're good. We got it going.
Paul and Tina, you guys do a super job, and we're covering the community and the area and Barnes County as well.
Of course, we're talking on Tuesday. You check out your Wednesday paper. Some more accolades for the tennis team, some tracksters. We're also recognized at the school board meeting here the other night. Softball player Lauren Larson was all conference. So the accolades continue to roll in for Highliners.
Yes, and don't forget about the gas and grocery sweet summer giveaway. Your chance to win $100 in groceries from Lever's Foods or $100 in gas from PetroServe USA Farm Store every week. We do this through July.
Mm-hmm. It's our version of Where's Waldo?
Yeah. You look for the gas pump or the groceries, mm-hmm. the bag of groceries.
Yeah.
You find those, then you call in. Phone number is 845-0463. Or you can go online. I think you have that one too, don't you? The online.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
ValleyCityTimesRecord@gmail.com. Right?
Correct.
Okay.
I check that every day. And we're getting a great response.
We are.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what, there's a little bit of a crunch right now on
it
financing.
Is. Yeah.
Groceries, gas, anything to help out.
Yep.
And that's what we're doing.
$100 goes a long way, my friend.
Yes. Look for the businesses in the paper, the ads in the paper. You'll see a little grocery bag or a gas pump.
Yep.
And you call that in. Of course, a big thank you to PetroServe USA Farm Store, Lever's Foods, and all of our many businesses that advertise in our newspaper.
That's right.
It goes a long way.
A dollar an issue. Come get it.
Or just
read
go
all
with,
about it.
Or just go with the annual.
Say with the paper boys.
Yeah.
Read all about
read
it.
Read all about it. Yes. Or, you know, just do the annual thing. It's a lot cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It is a lot cheaper. You save money if you get a yearly subscription.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I'm going through my, okay. Let's see. Let's do another,
yeah,
another ad here. Jimmy's Pizza. Jimmy's Pizza. What are you doing for lunch?
I don't know.
Well, let's see here, though. They open at 4.
Oh, man. That,
a late lunch. A late lunch, early supper,
late
whatever.
Late lunch, early supper, yeah. I'm eating at the ballpark tonight, again.
You're at the ballpark. He lives at the ballpark.
I do.
That's your home. Yeah. Paul McDonald, Charlie Brown Field, Valley City, North Dakota.
Got a cot there and everything.
German pizza. There it is, that tangy kraut and sausage. Going to be in Calm tomorrow.
Jimmy's
talk
Pizza
about,
is, or
talk,
you are?
I am.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Talk about kraut. Maybe I'll bring some back.
There. Ooh, yeah.
And throw that on that German pizza from Jimmy's. Huh. A lot of pizza choices, though. They got a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
The Jimmy's Super Deluxe. I like that one. Deluxe, all-time favorite, pepperoni, sausage, mushrooms, green peppers, and onions. That's a good one. Gourmet Chicken.
Gourmet Chicken.
Seasoned chicken, broccoli on an Alfredo sauce, topped with blended mozzarella and cheddar cheese. That sounds pretty good.
Getting fancy.
It is. I have the grinders. Do you have a grinder favorite?
That's my favorite.
The grinder.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've got all kinds of those. Foghorn Leghorn grinder.
It's got to be chicken.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
The Pepe Le Pew Grinder, I don't want it.
Okay. Porky's Grinder is a Canadian bacon, pepperoni, sausage, bacon, pizza sauce, and blended cheese. There you have it. Grinders, they got the pasta dinners, Jimmy's wings, appetizers, salads, and desserts. Sounds like a singing commercial.
We might have to talk to them about a toast and jam pizza.
That might be next. Mm. Toast and jam.
Yeah.
Mm. I have to come up with something there.
Well, your crust is the toast.
Yeah. And your choice of jam.
And instead of marinara sauce, put jam and peanut butter.
Like a peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. And pizza. Make it like a calzone or something.
There you go. I've got the e-games there, too, if you're waiting or if you're eating or dining in. Beer also. Dine-in, takeout, delivery. Phone number out there again.
Let's see. I think it's 845-1234.
Sounds like in the Army. 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Left, right,
back
left,
to the National
right.
Guard.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Open at 4 p.m. daily. That's Jimmy's Pizza. Let's talk some local sports or regional sports first, and then we'll get into the local stuff. The Twins, so far so good.
Moved into second place.
Yeah.
Game and a half up on the KC.
How would you grade them first half?
Let's see, 43 and 35.
B?
B minus.
B minus, yeah. They were picked to win that division.
Oh, yeah.
It's not over yet, but you know what?
It's not over,
Cleveland's tough.
It was great to see Pablo Lopez pitch the way he pitched the other day against Oakland. Now, granted, it's a minor league team, but I mean,
I shouldn't say that.
There's a lot of Oakland fans out there, but.
They got some good players. They're kind of a sneaky team. You
well, they're one of the. I'm going to be interested to see what happens when they move to Vegas, if that changes anything now.
I thought they were going to Sacramento.
I thought they were going to Vegas. Are they going to Sacramento?
Well, that's what I
heard. I know it's last year in Oakland.
That's what I heard.
Sacramento.
Sacramento. Well,
keep in California.
I think so, too.
But I had heard rumors that it might have been Vegas.
There was.
With the Oakland Raiders went there. But
yeah.
Back to the Twins.
The
Sorry,
Twins. Okay, so we get up into the All-Star break. Trade deadline comes in play. What do they need right now?
Nothing offensively. They're good in the 26-man roster or with the regulars. Still, I think that the relief core. The middle to late relief.
Our lefty, the lefty from South Dakota State. What's his name again?
Caleb Thielbar.
Thielbar. Yeah. He has struggled.
He has struggled
this
year.
I think he's done. I don't know if he has any hope.
Bullpen help is what they would need, to be honest. That's
and Duran, I don't know sometimes about him either.
No.
He's questionable. He gave up a home run the other night.
A walk-off.
Walk-off home run. Oakland.
Yep.
Mm. How about that Stanley Cup final last night?
I'll tell you.
Who would have thought 20 years ago that there would be an NHL champion out of Florida?
Not me.
I mean, even hockey in Florida.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound right.
No. Hockey in California didn't sound right, but that's a pretty big thing.
It is. Yeah. But Stanley Cup goes to Florida. They beat Edmonton.
Yeah.
Kudos to Edmonton, though. They were down 3-0.
Yeah.
And they made it a series.
No, I might want to, what we're talking about, but I can Google this and chat about it, but Connor McDavid from Edmonton, MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Sixth time that an MVP came from the losing team.
Really?
But he had a phenomenal postseason.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
Edmonton scored 18 goals in those three games that they had to come back and win.
Right.
18 goals. What happened to Florida? And they were worried about Florida because they played scared or they just didn't have it anymore.
They played not to lose.
They did. Don't want to do that. You end up losing.
Of course, the Oilers have a rich history of Stanley Cups.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
good series, though.
We commented that we're going to have Jared Lentz in here, golfer, Valley City golfer, coming in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
How about Tom Hoagie? Didn't start out well, but he really came back. And just not enough tournament left for him to make the move.
Ran out of time.
But ties for third, pulling in about $2.168 million.
Oh, it's nothing.
No. Was it? Yeah, it was two.
Yeah.
$2.1 million,
okay.
Something like that.
Chump change.
Scheffler wins again, though. This guy's a machine.
Oh.
Six majors this year.
DeChambeau. Not picked for Team USA.
Yeah.
Did you hear his press conference?
No.
If this was,
he didn't get picked.
He did not. And he went off.
Well, I would too.
Basically saying, paraphrasing, I'm the best golfer in the U.S. right now. I'm the best American golfer there is.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I just took Scottie Scheffler out behind the woodshed this tournament.
Yeah.
And you picked him. And his quote was, he should be rotting in a jail in Kentucky right now because he's got a pretty good lawyer. That's DeChambeau said.
Well, and he's a live golfer.
Yeah.
So did that have anything into play?
Well, huh?
You wonder?
You wonder.
Okay. How about that ruckus at the end of the tournament, though?
With the protesters? Yeah, come on, people.
What is that? Goofy. Hmm. Anyway, Tom Hoge does well again.
Yeah.
Still doesn't get any TV time. It's unbelievable. I don't get that. They got to show everybody below him.
Right.
But he's in third or fourth or fifth place, and they don't show the guy.
What will it take for that? Probably him winning a major.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. And he's not that far away.
No.
He really isn't.
And he's a young guy, too, for the most part.
35.
Yeah. That's tough. That's a young guy.
And I think he's made over $20 million in his career so far. That's not too shabby.
Not bad.
Yeah. Right up there with you.
I'll buy a house.
Right up there with you.
Close. We're in the same tax bracket. Let's just put it that way.
There you go. Local sports, you mentioned more accolades for the tennis team, the girls' tennis team.
Yep. We talked about that a little bit last week with another team of the year. They got the North Dakota Associated Press Sportscaster Sports Writer Association co-team of the year with Mayport CG girls basketball team. Coach Nielsen gets coach of the year.
Wow.
And that award for the association has been around since, well, it's been around since 1980, where it was just high school. Before, it was all high school and college. No Highliner girls team or girls coach has ever won this award. And the last Highliner to win any kind of award from the Associated Press Sportscasters Association and sports writers was Dave Haas, the wrestler, back in 1980.
Really?
So a little.
It's hard to believe that Chad Bergen would not have won
Chad
an award.
Chad didn't, and Bill Jansen, all those great cross country teams he had, he never won it either.
Mm. As a matter of fact, I got a golf with Chad this weekend.
Yeah.
Chad and Dad. Yeah, Bob Bergen, and he reminded me of the, of course, the Wiffle Ball World Series
coming up
July 27th.
Mm-hmm.
So
I usually go out there for their opening ceremonies. That's always fun.
I think we could almost do Toast and Jam out there.
Boy, we could do a Saturday show from
there,
couldn't we?
Might have to. Let's think about that. Be a lot of fun.
It would be.
What else did you have on the local scene?
We got a lot of Legion going on. Valley City Legion, boy, they're playing real well right now. Won 6 out of the last 7. The Royals are 6-4 now. Took 2 last night from Fargo from Post 400.
Impressive.
Won a couple of games. Our Babe Ruth team, the 9-4. So they're off to a good start. Well, good start. They're halfway through the season. And also the Dukes. That's the 13-year-olds. They're 9-3. And they're at home tonight. Yeah, we're talking here on Tuesday. They got Castleton tonight. Remember that 11U Cal Ripken team that won the state championship last year? Well, they're now 12U this year. They're 11-11. They swept Moorhead last night over at the Valley City Complex. And the 10U team, they're 9-12. So baseball going full bore here in Valley City.
A lot of good baseball going on in Valley.
And softball, the 12 and 14U girls, they play in Fargo and out of Valley City Parks and Rec. And new this year, a 16-18U team that they have playing in Fargo for softball for Valley City. And, of course, a lot of traveling teams going on, basketball. And we had a couple of girls at National Wrestling this weekend, Victoria Sanchez and Deacon Kirschman. We're in two different kind of nationals. Boy, I tell you, Highliners are making a big splash.
They really are.
On the local, national, and statewide scene.
On
right
the
now.
Girls' side, too. Yeah, big time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I talked about Chad Bergen, and we golfed with them in the Viking Scramble. And we had a team. It was Mike Undum, Todd Webster, Mark Lundgren, and myself. And we took on the Bergen squad. Chad, Dad, Bob, uncle Doug okay. Bergen.
Okay.
VCSU grad as well. And another gentleman, I didn't know him. First name was Dave, but I didn't know his last name. I didn't.
Hello, Dave.
Dave, how you doing? Hey, good to have you on the show. We shot 8 under. The Bergen shot 7 under, I think. 12 under won it.
Was that a best ball?
A scramble. Best ball. Yeah. Best ball, if you want to call it that. No mulligans. I like that.
Okay.
And none of the licorice or the string or any of that. It just moves along. You don't take 2-3 shots at times.
Get it going.
Get it going. We started at 9:30. I think we were done between 2:30 and 3.
Okay.
Which was really nice. It was fun. Good day had by all.
That's always a great tournament. Great cause, too.
Yes, it is. Saw Dr. Lefebvre or Alan Lefebvre, President Alan Lefebvre. Is he a doctor?
I believe he is. He just doesn't like to be called that.
Okay.
He's a doctor of music. That's what his doctoral.
Yeah, that's right.
He's a doctor of music.
Yes, and he loves the music. But we saw them all out there. Yes, yeah. Corey Anderson out there, Kim Hesch, saw the whole crew. That was good.
Who's who of VCSU?
Mark Potts, I think, was golfing.
What? Yeah.
I think he was on a team, too. I saw him, too. So we're done with the breaks. Let's do some trivia.
Let's do some trivia, shall we?
Got some trivia going on here. Time for trivia brought to you by Nodak Insurance. Chris Quilving, agent.
Did you know that sometimes it pays to have all your eggs in one basket? Did you know that?
Well, you keep telling me that.
Well,
I guess
I'm trying to sway you. Well,
it's working.
It is working. Well, if you need those eggs insured, you know who you can call. You can call Chris Quilving. He is your agent for Nodak Insurance Company here in Valley City. Give him a call at 845-2912. Your home, vehicle, business, collectibles, whatever you want insured, they are the agents with answers at Nodak Insurance.
Mm-hmm. And we're in the weather season, hail, wind, heavy rain.
Did I tell you I got stuck in a hailstorm on my way out to Watford City in a couple of weeks ago?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Had to pull over to the side of the road. Couldn't see the hood of the car.
Mm. I hate when that happens. Yeah.
Thought it was in an Alfred Hitchcock movie.
South Dakota, Minnesota, parts of Minnesota really nailed with rain, like 14 to 18 inches of rain in the last week or so. A lot of flooding.
Lakes are up all over the place.
Yeah.
Our lake home in Minnesota is up about a foot. Mm. Right now.
Cheyenne River's up.
Cheyenne is up.
So, be careful out there. Stay dry. Stay high. Stay dry. Phone number out there for Mr. Quilving?
It's 845-2912. Again, that's 845-2912.
And they sponsor our trivia question every week. What player was nicknamed Mr. November?
I know that one.
What player was nicknamed Mr. November? I remember Mr. October. Mm-hmm. But what player was nicknamed Mr. November? Think about that. Trivia question brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilving, agent. Sports history today. Mm. Tuesday. We're talking Tuesday, 25th of June. Mm-hmm. I believe June's almost over.
It is.
Whoa. 1968. Bobby Bonds hits a grand slam in his first major league game with the Giants. That's Papa.
That's Daddy.
Yeah.
Of course, Willie Mays just passed away here.
Yeah, we missed that last week because it happened after we were done with our show.
Yep.
We lost Willie Mays and Jerry West.
And then Bill Walton right before that.
And Bill
Walton. Three sports
icons. That one got by me.
Bill Walton? Willie Mays, he is the godfather of Barry Bonds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like that guy. He was one of those heroes when you grew up.
Yep.
Always wanted to be Willie Mays.
Had
Mickey
that
Mantle.
Great backswing with his home runs.
Mm-hmm. And always a smile.
Oh, yeah. The Say Hey Kid.
He loved baseball. He loved playing. He was thankful he was just there.
And you knew how he got his nickname.
Say Hey? I don't know.
Well, when he would greet you, Say Hey.
Really?
That's how he got his nickname.
Okay. I did not know that.
Because, like I said, always had a smile, always in a great mood.
Always a great mood.
Say, hey, how you doing?
Died at 93.
93, yeah.
Still showed up in the locker room at times, too.
Right.
Hmm. Imagine when he walked in, these young players going, whoa.
It's like the heavens opened up, the angels start singing.
On this day, 1969, American Pancho Gonzalez, 41, beats Puerto Rican Charlie Passarell, age 25, in 5 hours and 12 minutes. 112-game marathon at Wimbledon.
Wow. 112 games.
Eric Kringley, are you listening?
Yeah, I'm sure he is. He probably remembers that, too. What year was it, 68, you said?
69.
69, okay.
Yeah. 1991, another tennis, Martina Navratilova wins record 100th singles match at Wimbledon. That was on this day in 1991. 97, NBA draft, Wake Forest power forward Tim Duncan. First pick by San Antonio, and 2 years later helps the Spurs win an NBA championship and was MVP of the series.
Yep.
And then the last one I have here is 2015 NBA draft. Kentucky center Carl Anthony Towns, first pick by the Timberwolves. What do you think about him? Is he gonna stay?
I think he will. You know, I think he'll stick around. He likes obviously what's going on with the team right now.
Mm-hmm.
There was something about him that he has 1,000 made 3-pointers in his career. And there's only like a couple of people in NBA that have did it quicker than he did or something. I don't know what the whole thing was. But, no, I'd like Big Cat, Kentucky. Yeah. I want to say
Kentucky.
Kentucky's where.
Yeah, I wish he'd be just a little ornerier on the court.
And not so soft. I'm sorry.
He plays soft, and he whines a lot.
Now, granted, I'm not an NBA player. I don't run up and down the floor for 48 minutes trying to play that game. But I'm just saying.
But the arms are always up, and he's whining.
Yeah.
Come on. Just play the game. It's a tough game now. I mean, it's physical.
It is. Very physical.
A lot different than it was even 10 years ago.
Right.
Birthdays for today. I've got one. Kind of a slow day in birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
Willis Reed was born on this day, 1942. Passed away in 2023. Hall of Fame center with the
New York Knickerbockers.
Yeah. The Knicks. And born in Louisiana. I was watching an old, they had some old Lakers because of Jerry West, a Lakers-Knicks
mm-hmm.
championship series. Guess who I saw in that one?
Willis Reed.
Willis Reed and Phil Jackson.
Phil Jackson, that's right. 71, I think, was.
Phil Jackson.
That's right. And that was the one that Willis Reed was injured and wasn't expected to play and came hobbling out of the locker room and mm-hmm. helped the Knicks
yes.
in that one.
Yeah,
but they had some great teams back then. Dave DeBuscher, Bill Bradley,
yeah,
Phil Jackson, Willis
mm-hmm.
Reed.
A lot of good stuff there.
Walt Frazier.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah. Let's see here. Wow. We have words of wisdom. Words of wisdom?
Yeah. What do you got for us?
From Derek Jeter. By the way, he's celebrating a birthday tomorrow.
Tomorrow's his birthday.
He's the big 5-0.
50, wow. Mm. I'll have to send him a card.
Maybe some pizza, too.
Yeah, there we go.
Jimmy's pizza certificate, that would work.
Yeah, he'd like that.
Words of wisdom come from Derek Jeter, who is turning 50 this week. Here's his saying. Being happy is winning. Short and sweet. Being happy is winning.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of things right now, too. Led the Miami Marlins as CEO from 2017 to 2022. Also been part of a trading card business. I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
Arena Club. And a sportswear brand, Greatness Wins.
Okay.
I haven't heard of that. He also created the Turn to Foundation in 1996. Organization supports programs that help kids avoid drugs and alcohol. Done a lot of things already.
And see, that could be taken, pardon the expression, two ways. His number two, and he was a shortstop, turned two.
That's right. Smart. You're on it. You're always on it.
I had coffee this morning.
Oh, this is good.
What do you got?
Golf saying.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is from unknown. We don't know who said this.
Oh,
but
it's too bad.
It had to be a baseball player. Golf is harder than baseball. In golf, you have to play your foul balls.
Oh, that's a good one.
Jared Lentz never has to worry about that. He always keeps it on the fairway. The kid is good. He just He's solid. And we're going to have him on in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we are. We are.
We'll know what the secret. We're going to try to squeeze out the secret.
Right.
Of good golf.
Of good golf. Do you think he'll tell us?
Well, he's going to have to tell his kids.
That's true.
He's got some kids to take care of now.
Yep.
University of Jamestown, again, congrats going to Jared
exactly.
on that
Exactly. We'll have him on in a couple of weeks.
All these guys are kids. They seem like they're my own almost because they were kind of a brotherhood,
right.
The golf team back in
Well, that's true. They were.
Yeah.
That group. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And he was a young buck on that group.
He was. Yeah. The one that tagged along.
Yep.
Because one of my questions to him, and maybe he can listen to this and be ready
be
for
ready
it.
For
How
it.
Did he start golf? Who got him into golf?
Who got him into that? Yeah, good question.
So we'll see where that goes.
Surprised Mike doesn't say taught him everything he knows.
Well, he probably does. You know, Mike, pretty good golfer too. Okay, well, that is going to do it, believe it or not. That's our Toast and Jam for this week. Paul is going to be here with Art Potts
will join us next week because we're going to be lots of stuff going on over VCSU and construction that we'll talk about over at Lockin Stadium that we'll discuss.
Mark Potts and Jam next week, and then I'll be back the following week. We'll have Jared.
We'll have Jared.
Good enough.
Yep.
Toast and Jam, of course, brought to you by North Dakota Army National Guard, Jimmy's Pizza of Valley City, Nodak Insurance, a Chris Quilvang agent in Valley City, and always, because he's a Boston Red Sox fan, thanks to our executive producer, Eric Kringley. How long did I want? We got to ask Eric his longest match. Can he remember his longest match?
He will respond because he's listening, and he will respond to me or you or to both of us. He'll send to both of us and let us know.
Could he go 5 hours?
Not now. But I'm sure he had some matches
yeah.
when he was younger. It'd
be fun to get a comment from him on that.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Okay. All right, so that's it. Hey, that's all. Have a great week. Cooler weather's coming again. It's hot, cool, up and down, like the Twins, up and down, up and down.
Up and down.
Yeah. Have a nice one, Paul.
You too.
All right.